Hello, it's Radio 1 if you're just waking up. Now it's time for a posh Radio 4 lady to read out the emails that you've been sending to us this week.
What does Chappers look like? I always imagine him looking like James May.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, here we go again.
What does Chappers look like?
Go on, get out of the way.
Doesn't look like James May.
Doesn't look like an old footballer.
No. He's a very handsome man.
Right, which one of you is going to say the bloke off MasterChef? Because this is where we always go with
what, John Turode?
Well, not the other one. I don't think they look like John Turode either, but there you go.
What do you think? What is it? How can we say?
I think he's lovely.
Hmm.
He's just a normal-looking man, generic man.
Normal?
What's that?
Well,
I'll take normal. Why?
I wouldn't take that normal. That's like saying nice. It's just a nothing kind of compliment.
When you say I'm a generic
man.
Generic looking man, do you mean I just have everything that
you
a man
like
should
short
have?
Short hair and
eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
A mouth. That's what he
don't
looks like.
Don't go lower.
I won't, don't worry. Next.
Dear Scott, I think I may have the plot for Scott Mills the musical.
Okay, yes, we are welcoming plots all the time. Please feel free to send anything in because at the moment it's a blank sheet of paper.
We open on a shadowy figure lurking downstage. This is our narrator, and though we don't realise who he is, he seems to have an amazing knowledge of Scott's life.
Amazing.
Slowly, through the medium of song and dance, a story is revealed of a man in search of the perfect tan. Scott's theme, Do I Not Like Orange?, is a haunting ballad listing previous self-tanning experiences. And Brown as Gravy is a rousing anthemic treatise on the perfect skin pigmentation.
Well, this sounds like a good direction for it to go in. What do you think, Chops?
I didn't actually understand bits of that.
Do we all get more orange as the musical continues? Or just me?
Just you.
Interwoven with this searching theme is the love triangle that is Chappers, Scott's mum, and the posh lady off of Radio 4.
Mm.
Posh or Totty graphically demonstrates the state of mind of Chappers as he is torn between the two great loves of his life. Meanwhile, Becky has to decide between the Scott Mills show and another radio station, the mysterious owner of which has been making advances to our heroine. If You Only Knew and You're Mysterious, Should I Trust You? Are songs which will live with the audience long after the show has closed.
Wow. You've really thought about this. Thank you so much. God, you're such a player, Chappers.
I wasn't aware that I was in a love triangle with your mum and the posh
radio 4
lady.
They're thinking the plots out loud.
Yeah.
Have you got another offer from a radio station and the boss is trying to pass you?
Not that I know of.
As the show reaches its climactic peak, Chappers learns from Scott's mum that Scott is one of non-identical twins, the other of which was mislaid at the maternity hospital. He discusses this with Becky, and they discover a horrific truth. They rush to the chestnut brown tanning salon, but are too late. The narrator, Scott's flatmate, has trapped Scott in a tanning booth and is revealing to the world the truth that Chappers and Becky have only recently discovered. He is Scott's non-identical twin, jealous of Scott's fame and success, who is now exacting a terrible revenge.
Wow, this is quite hard to follow.
My head's starting to hurt.
This is similar to when I went to see Angels and Demons the other night.
I thought it was sounding a bit more Scooby-Doo.
My head's starting to hurt. God, I have nightmares about that. That is my worst nightmare, being trapped in a tanning salon.
Oh, so that your flatmate was your twin.
That is also horrible.
Shove Your Scott Cam is a vitriolic diatribe of jealousy and hatred, which ends as the authorities storm the salon and free Scott from his irradiated tomb. Tanned to a crisp ends the show on a somewhat somber note, which also rules out any sequel. I hope you like it. Love ya, Charles. Off of that London.
Am I going to be like,
I do
with my
like
hair
it.
Sticking up and just like completely crisped?
I like the end. Tan to a crisp sounds a great finish.
Thanks, Charles. He sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's what we need, more people like that on board.
Okay, Scott, I've been thinking. Don't you agree that it's a bit odd that Chappers has a really cool nickname, with many variations, of course, Chopper, Chops and all the others, but you are just called Scott? Nice name and all that, but I think you need a new one. These are my favourites so far. Scotters, Millsink.
No.
Scrob.
No.
Scott Robert Mills.
No.
I have a lot more up my sleeve, so feel free to get in touch. Think about it. The new Scott Mills Show with Millsink and Chappers. Amazing. Oh, and Becky needs one too. Badger? Beaky Jane? No, that one doesn't really work. I'll get back to you on that one. Loads of love, Kathy XXX.
Why would you be called Badger?
I don't know, but I quite like that.
All right, Badge.
You could call me Badge if I could call you Scrob.
Scott Robert Mills?
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of the nickname.
Why? Why is that?
Because at school I was called Mills on Wheels quite a lot. And since then I've not really enjoyed it very much. Also, I can't be doing with having a Y on the end of your name for no reason. Right. My name's Scott Mills. Don't call me Millsy or Scotty, because I don't like it.
Why do you have to do it in some kind of deep Cockney voice?
Because generally the people that call me that speak like that.
Yeah, but doesn't it show affection if somebody calls you Millsy?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
When I lived in Manchester, people used to call me Millsy all the time.
I think they're just trying to be nice and affectionate.
Vernon does call me that, and I don't mind it.
Does that mean to say that you don't like Vernon?
I do like Vernon very much.
I think you should just be happy with your nickname, like me and Badger are.
Okay, I'll be Scrub, you can be Badger, you can be Chops.
Hi, Chappers. I'm trying to decide if I should go to our students' May ball next Friday. You and Dave are going to be there, apparently. Are you worth £30? Caro, Essex.
God, I hope there's more people on the bill.
My answer would be no. I hope they get food and everything.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
And a nice meal.
Is that your fee? £30 now?
It's split between two of us.
Well, yeah, fair enough. I suppose 15 each.
Do you know who else is on?
I have no idea. I don't even know where. Where is it?
Well, they said Essex.
Okay.
You don't even know, do you?
No, I've no idea where it is.
I'd say it's probably not worth buying.
I think it's somewhere near
Chelmsford.
I think it's near Chelmsford.
Chappers doesn't know if he's going or not.
God, you're so rock and roll.
No, I'm not. Is it Chelmsford? Chelmsford.
Chelmsford.
There you go.
I forgot what country I was in for a second there, dude.
No.
You're like a rock star.
Have you been hanging out with Brian Harvey again?
I think... We have been on the same bill as Brian Harvey. I think...
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. Butland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think £30's a bit steep if it's just me and him.
But if there's other people, I'd say it's well worth it.
Yeah.
The world tour is quite good.
Let's, well, I'm sure people will now text in. If you're going to that that ball in Essex, let us know if there's anyone else on the bill, and then we can decide whether it's worth £30 or not. Next!
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, and the one who doesn't speak. I was just wondering how much tickets are likely to be for Scott Mills the musical. And will it be as good as Diana the musical? Because you have a lot to live up to, if so. Cheers, Liam.
Thanks, Liam. We don't know how much tickets will be for Scott Mills the musical at the Edinburgh Festival at the moment.
£30?
No, it won't be a lot. We've just got to cover some... We've got to cover some costs. We're not going to make any money out of it, but obviously there will be some cost covering, but it won't be a lot. We'll let you know in due course. One thing I would say, though, please, and I know we say this about all tickets, please do not buy them from touts, because you will pay way over the odds for them. Thank you. Next.
Hey, Scott. It's Andy off of Blackpool. I couldn't help but notice the other day that the posh Radio 4 lady is moonlighting. OMG! I also heard her talking when I called Yorkshire Bank and she told me to enter my sort code and whatnot. I think you should ring it and listen. Don't worry, it's not an angry ring and you don't have to say bye if you don't want. Cheers!
Okay. You've given us the number. Apparently it is the posh Radio 4 lady moonlighting somewhere else. Let's have a listen. Oh, God, hang on. No.
That doesn't sound like her.
That's not her, no.
Maybe I forgot to... Hang on. I always have trouble with these phones. It's just the whole picking up and dialing a number thing I have an issue with.
Thank you for calling Yorkshire Bank.
Okay.
If you're registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 1. If you're not registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 2. If you're not currently a customer of Yorkshire Bank, please press 3.
It's just a Scottish lady. It doesn't sound anything like her.
That's not even close.
No. Oh, we haven't pressed an option. She's going to get angry now.
I'm sorry. Your selection has not been recognised.
Oh, now that could have been her.
If you're registered for 24-hour telephone banking,
no.
Please press 1. But if you're not registered for 24-hour telephone banking, please press 2. If you're not currently a customer...
No, it's not.
Please press 3.
Really not.
Has the posh Radio 4 lady sent this email to herself in the hope of getting some extra voiceover work for herself?
Possibly, yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry, your selection has not been recognised.
No.
You see, I think that could be her. No. I can see why he got confused with that lady, but not the other lady.
Next.
Dear Scott, I was the musical director for Cinderella in Southampton this Christmas just gone, which meant I spent the festive period with Biggins. I don't think credentials get higher than that, do you?
You're right.
I also worked on a musical at the Edinburgh Festival a few years ago. Anyway, I'm here if you want any professional music advice. I think you're on the verge of making millions off this idea. You just need me to help gently push the project in the right direction. Ever yours, Andrew.
I'm really impressed with the calibre of people that are offering to help.
Is he suggesting that Biggins plays you?
God, I hope not.
Could you see that?
Yes.
What about Biggins as the old me as we look into the future?
Yes, I could see that as well.
Quite fat, ruddy face. Looks like he's had a good life. Yeah? Maybe I'll ring him later.
Yeah, that'll go down well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everybody that's offering their services for Scott Mills the Musical, whether you be an actor or an actress, director. We've had lighting people on. We've had people who have written musicals before offering their services. It's really good. We had this song come through today, the first one from our actual listeners. This is from Paul, who's obviously has some experience in writing songs for musicals before, because listen to this. You can imagine this. This is the kind of power ballad. I'm imagining Scott Mills being kind of elevated onto some kind of platform for this, probably at the end of...
Did you just talk about yourself in the third person?
Probably at the... Oh, no, it's all going wrong now, isn't it?
I can see Scott Mills being...
elevated onto a platform, maybe just before the interval.
On a pedestal of perfection above
before the
everyone
interval,
else.
Just at the end of part one. Here it is.
My days are long, the roads I walk, the cross I bear. It would be so wrong for me to come home to no one there. To an empty house in an empty street, in an empty world where I'd live if it weren't for you and all you have to give. My Pinot Grigio staring up at me, my Pinot Grigio. Life can be, nothing in the world compares to you, your actual class. I like you in my, love you in my, want you in my glass. My Pinot Grigio.
That's quite moving. Any other plot lines you got? Any other songs or whatever? Send them through to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll sort the wheat from the chaff.
Can Becky see Scott Mills being elevated?
Yeah. Only if he falls off, though, at the end.
Unofficial Mills, the Scott Mills fan site.